from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, there are now 146 known measles cases in a Texas outbreak that led to the recent death of a school-aged child who was not vaccinated. Texas health officials say the number of cases had increased by 22 from Tuesday to today alone. Separately, New Jersey has been dealing with one case of measles in an unvaccinated child in Bergen County who recently had traveled abroad. There are multiple reports today that two of the child's family members have also now contracted the highly infectious disease. To better serve concertgoers and commuters alike, Newark Penn Station will now have customer care representatives to speak with during the mornings and afternoons. New Jersey Transit President and CEO Chris Calori unveiled the pilot program on Thursday.
They'll be in orange vests to make sure that they answer any questions our customers have about our service, about delays, about on-time issues, or if they need general directions.
He says he wants the 90,000 people who use Newark Penn daily to have the best experience possible. Overnight closures for cleaning and upgraded display monitors are also in the plan. And Hollywood's top movies will be honored at the Academy Awards this weekend. Emilia Perez leads the field with 13 nominations, closely followed by box office hit Wicked and The Brutalist with 10 nominations each. The 97th Academy Awards air Sunday night. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. After some choppy trading, stocks end the day up. A 24-hour economic blackout promoted on social media has been underway with no clear indication of just how many people have taken part. Chief retail advisor at market research firm Circana said any consumer retrenchment wasn't visible as of midday. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 601 points at 43,841. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long guaranteed. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Should we brace for some colder temps? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The temperature difference between the 2 days this weekend is going to be incredible, 20 to 25 degrees. Which one is the better day of the weekend? It depends on your perspective. Tonight stays quiet with a few clouds. Lows fall to around 40. And the big problem tomorrow will be a brisk wind kicking up. A little breezy in the morning, and then wind gusts of 30 or 40 miles an hour through the afternoon and evening hours. Sun and clouds tomorrow, slight chance of a quick shower, high surge into the mid to upper 50s, but then cold and blustery on Sunday. We'll see sunny skies, morning lows around 20, afternoon highs only in the mid 30s, and we stay cold for Monday with sunshine and lighter winds, highs in the upper 30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Piscataway, it's 47 degrees, Point Pleasant 49, Camden also 49. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And this weather brought to you by Edison Infinity. February means President's Day savings all month long at Edison Infinity. Browse one of the biggest selections of new Infinity vehicles in the tri-state area at Edison Infinity on Route 1 in Edison and online at edisoninfinity.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.